Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Good morning. This is the Reverend Dr. Chad McMullen with First Christian Church in Sedalia, Missouri. Glad to be with you here on Go the Distance. I want to talk to you today about lighting up the darkness. See, Jesus came back from the dead and he gave us a commission. He gave us a calling and he says, light up the darkness. He didn't come just to conquer death. He didn't come just to save your soul. He came to give you a purpose and a direction and a meaning for your life. He wants you to live with him eternally and you will, but he also wants you to light up the darkness. And if you haven't been paying attention, our culture is filled with darkness. Nationally speaking, there seems to be a blanket of darkness over our land. Locally speaking, in our schools, there seems to be a pall of darkness hovering over many of our students and our folks in this town. And there seems to just be a pall of darkness going on in many people's lives. Sometimes that word pall, P-A-L-L, it's used to refer to something that covers or makes things dark. A pall is also a heavy cloth that is used for covering a coffin or a casket of someone who has passed. That's where we get the term pallbearers. God doesn't want us to live our lives as pallbearers, people who carry coffins, people who carry the darkness. Instead, he calls us to find ways to penetrate the darkness, ways to penetrate the light, ways to share his love, ways to shine the way he lived. We are not called to be pallbearers. We're called to be people of light. Thanks for being with us here this morning on Go the Distance. May God bless you. Have a great day. This is Pastor Chad McMullen from First Christian Church.